Blog Talk Radio.
And might, power, and dominion belong to our God, who is, who was, and is, and shall always be. Bless you, people of God. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives. Again, we are happy to be heard. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, it's a good day. I tell you. Just to open your eyes and rise from your sleeping place. Thank you, Jesus, for another day's journey. We are excited today. Praise the Lamb of God. Friday. TGI Friday. And it is the day that the Lord has made, and we are glad about it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's also a special day here at PSM because it is Prophet Del Saunders' birthday. Happy birthday, Prophet.
Thank you, Apostle.
It's Prophet Del Saunders' birthday, and he is live in the studio with us today. And we just want to say to him, boy, oh boy, oh boy, have a big one, man. We are so happy for him today. Aren't we, crowd? Yes, indeed. See, the crowd is even happy about it. Amen. We show off. Yes, sir. We are happy about Prophet Dell's birthday today. Let everybody just give him a hand of applause. The audience just loves this guy. I just don't understand why they love Prophet Dell so much. He is just such a wonderful guy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Just such a wonderful guy. Everybody just loves Prophet Dell. You see all this stuff that's going on, Prophet Dell. I tell you, he is a wonderful, wonderful man of God, and he is such a blessing to us until he got his own special cake on Facebook page. Boy, I saw that big old cake, and I almost slipped off my fast. I said, wait a minute. Stop it. Devil, just the devil. I was going to jump on the page and eat Prophet Dell's cake and what have you. I'm sitting here in the studio with my best girlfriend, Gabriella Noelle, sitting here eating her lunch, got her little jellyfish sandwich, as she calls it, and her chips and things of that nature. Gabby's upside down, dear. See? And she's opening her chips. Say hi to everybody, Gabby.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Gabby. Say happy birthday, Prophet Dell.
Happy birthday.
Oh, boy, I tell you, it's a wonderful day. And I'm waiting on Angel. It's coming over also. Praise the Lord. She told me she'll be in a few minutes. I tell you, my two best girls are going to be right here in the studio with me. And it's always fun watching them interact because of that big gap in the age. And Gabby always acts like she's the oldest. So it's fun to watch those girls. Boy, man, I am excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. And all that God is doing, Prophet Dell has reached another year of life. God has allowed him to see. Boy, oh boy, it's just been a day today. I've been talking to prophets all day. I talked to the prophet in Richmond, Virginia. I talked to a prophet in Chicago today. My goodness gracious, it's been a prophetic morning already. Talking to these men of God about what God is doing, about the gathering, what's going to be happening at the gathering, and what roles they can play as some people who are trying to come on board and help us, praise the Lamb of God, get this kingdom vision and message of the prophetic out and over in our society so that the people can be empowered, so that the people can do what God would have them to do. And we're just happy and excited about that. I see all of you chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God. God bless each of you that's calling in today. If you're listening to our voice on Prophet Dell's birthday today, and you want to call in the radio show, praise the Lamb of God. The error code is 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. It's intercessory prayer day. You can call in, praise the Lamb of God. All of you who would like to just say happy birthday to Prophet Dell, if you want to, special wishes to him, yes, you can just push 1 on your dial, and you will have that opportunity. We'll give you a mic and allow you to wish him a happy special birthday, if that's what you would like to do, for his labor and time as he invested and sows into this ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. It would be nice for some of you all to do that. Just push 1 on your dial, and you can say happy birthday to Prophet Dell. If there's somebody who wants to sow $1,000 into his life, I'm sure his bank account will receive the money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we are here with him, and he is in the studio. Prophet Dell, tell us something about your upbringing and stuff, man. Tell us, go just a little bit about you, man. Since I want to interview you right quick. We're going to interview Prophet Dell since it's his birthday. We're going to interview him. We're going to find out where he was born, what hospital. We want to know how many brothers and sisters he has. I want to know about his parents. We want to know about schooling and what have you, and then some of what of his conversion and his ministry life. Come on, Prophet Dale, talk to us.
Well, I was born in Cabrini. I was brought up in Cabrini Green. I was born, I think it was Illinois Masonic Hospital.
Okay.
I was brought up with my mom, and she had raised four boys and one girl. And, you know, it's truly a blessing. I really do. I love my mom. Anybody that know me, they know I really love my mom, and it's doing something to me because my mom wasn't able to make it, but I'm fine because I'm able to be with my spiritual family, TSMI. You know, that apostle is just, you know, even though the struggles that I have in my life, God has yet still been good. You know, I knew I've always wanted to be a preacher. And anybody will ask me in school, what did I want to be? I never wanted to be a doctor. I never wanted to be a lawyer. I never wanted to be any of those things, but I always wanted to be a preacher. And the word of God, I used to take the dictionary and act like I was reading out of the Bible and just was standing just preaching. Me and my brother and my sister would play church, and, you know,
yeah.
And we would be one room, we would act like we go into the next room to a visiting church. And I just really and truly just thank God. I thank God for my mom for taking me to church. And not only sometimes she didn't go to church, but we went to church. And, you know, I was not brought up in a real, real Christian family like some people. You know, my mama partied and drank, you know. But I thank God for her. And being brought up in the projects and struggling with the spirit of homosexuality, living in the projects, and, you know, and all that type of care. And all, I just thank God for deliverance on today. And I thank God for my ministry, Apostle. I thank God for, you know, allowing me to carry the gospel, and not only allow me to carry the gospel, but teach the gospel and preach the gospel and do all I can to live the gospel.
Yes, God.
They preach it and they teach it, but they yet not trying to live nothing. But I just thank God for my health, even though the enemy, even though I was afflicted with HIV, I thank God for allowing me to live with everything that everybody else been died with. There's some folks that got affected with HIV, but they died with AIDS. And I just thank God for life on today. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. I thank God I was, you know, when he called me to the ministry and to the office of the prophet, I really didn't understand what the gift of prophecy was until I met Bishop Cardinal Joe Murphy. And I thank God for him, you know. And my first sermon that I preach, Apostle, to make a long story short, was about faith, talking about how God talking about how Moses had faith in God. And I just thank God for my life. I thank God for allowing me to see 36 years of life. Hallelujah.
36 years of life.
Most of them are not here today. The host are not here today, but I give all glory and honor to God. And I thank God for my leader. Amen. I just thank God for the people of God. Because let me, I just want to share this, Apostle, and I'm going to shut my mouth and let you get started with the show.
No, go ahead.
I was very, very real flamboyant. And anybody that know me, that I was real flamboyant, and I was thought I was a woman, walking like a woman, talking like a woman.
Really?
When God began to run up a whole time, come on, adios, say God, hallelujah. When God began to work on me, God began to straighten up my walk. God began to put my masculinity back in my voice, hallelujah, to other men of God. And I just thank God for the men of God that he has placed in my life, hallelujah, because they let me know that there is a true and living God. And if anybody, if anybody listen, I'm here to let you know that God can deliver you from anything that you're struggling with. God can keep you in the midst of whatever your struggle is. God will keep you and bring you out in perfect peace. Just keep your mind stayed on him.
Now, Prophet Dell, let me tell you something. Mind of God, listen to me, listen to me. The whole ministry of Christ is a ministry of deliverance. And a lot of people don't understand the word salvation means deliverance.
Yes, sir.
And Christ has did a wonderful work in your life. You are a living testimony, an epistle of the power and the workings of God. And to be transparent enough to say what you just said on this radio show shows, praise the Lamb of God, the workings of Christ in you. Because many believers will not share about their past. Many believers will not be transparent enough to admit their weaknesses, their struggles, and their difficulties. Sin is not our fault. Sin is not our fault. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll say it again. Sin is not our fault. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But not accepting God's deliverance and grace is. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Not accepting God's deliverance and grace is our fault. Praise the Lamb of God. And once you accept the deliverance and the grace of God of this salvific way that he has provided, there is nothing in your past to be ashamed of. There is nothing that's under the blood to be ashamed of.
Right.
He bore, hallelujah, all my sin, and he carried away all my guilt, praise the Lamb of God, and tacked it to the cross. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah for a born-again situation, for a born-again experience. My God, it's only the road we trod. But I promise you this, praise the Lamb of God, there's nothing like knowing that God has delivered you. Praise the Lamb of God. Struggling, waddling, rolling in the mud, and all of that kind of stuff, but to be able to stand up on a daily basis knowing I've been delivered. I've been changed, and it's not just from one thing. Hallelujah. It was just one outstanding thing. But underneath all of it is many things he has delivered us from. And his salvation is still in us, still delivering us. Hallelujah. Even from ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. What a birthday testimony today, man. My God. My God. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dell, happy birthday to you. Praise the Lamb. I just wish we had some people. People, it's Prophet Dell's birthday. You can push one at any time on your dial. Wish the man of God happy birthday today. Praise the Lamb of God as he's celebrating his 36th birthday. Somebody ought to want to say something to the man of God. Error code 313, your mic hot.
Praise God today, Prophet Shakespeare. And happy birthday to you, Prophet Daryl. I thank you. I'm just amazed at the transparency today. And I just thank God for being transparent for me today. This is Brett, for those who don't know. I'm just excited. Wow, I mean, just being transparent, just, you know, God, I struggle. And I've been struggling with marijuana for a long time. And just to hear a testimony from a man of God of this Texas and the words that you're speaking to my life and the words you're speaking to my family's life, just know that God is constantly working on me through what he's taking me through. So, it's a testimony, man. I just feel like I need to share with some of the things that I may be struggling with. And I thank God for transformation, you know what I mean? I thank God for this fast that God is delivering me. with a lot of things. And he's dealing with me doing the third day of the fast. And I tell you, the first couple of days, it's like your body rejecting it. But I thank God for this third day. And I tell you,
truly,
man,
I'm with you on that, Brother Brett.
I feel resurrected on the third day.
Reject the fast, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
So I thank God.
At my moment, so I had a few moments myself. I said, wait a minute, Flash. Get back up in that closet. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Great. I can tell you, I had a headache so bad yesterday, man. And from traveling over the weekend, I was just so weak from that time, from the time change and packing up out in California, getting ready to move the family back. And, you know, God is just doing something right now, man. I swear. And I'm just ready to war. I'm ready to war for those pharmacies, man.
My God. In
that. I'm ready to war.
I'm ready to war with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, we're ready to go to battle. Prophet Dale, he geared up. I'm geared up. You geared up. And the men of God is coming in. Prophet Malcolm called me today, and he just said, Prophet Shakespeare, I'm going to bless you and your daughter in a special way today. And he gave us some inroad to some printing material and stuff and said, I'm going to let you do it, and you're going to see the blessing that is going to be to you. Then he talked to me about the gathering and the part he wants to play, and then just told me, he said, Prophet Shakespeare, I don't know why I want to do this for you, but there's a lot of people I want to introduce you to that's going to help your ministry tremendously, and I can't help it. I told my wife, I think about this man every day. I've seen him one time in a meeting. He said, but I think about this brother every day. Every day I think about him. And I just thank God. Carolyn introduced us and what have you. He even said, I don't know what is about to happen when you get to Chicago, but all I do know is that I want to be a part of it. I know God is going to do something tremendous. And then he talked about the school that he has and the graduations and wants me to be commencement speaker and things of that nature at the school there that he has and the graduations that they that takes place. And I'm people of God, I'm just blown away at what God can do with your life when you surrender it, when you surrender your life to him. In the midst of faults and flaws, in the midst of whatever we do struggle with, praise the Lamb of God, there is a grace. Oh, God. There is a grace, praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, that is sufficient for the saints, that God will strengthen you enough to deal with your affliction, to deal with your weakness, to deal with that you're going through. God will strengthen you enough, praise the Lamb of God, supernaturally, to go through whatever it is you go through. I promise you that, people of God. Hallelujah. You, Brother Brett and Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, in sharing today in your struggles and what have you, sets the tone for the show. In our prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, as we're fasting and praying, and we know today is our intercessory day, that we set aside time to talk about prayer and intercessory and things of this nature. But prayer is so essential, people of God. Prayer is so essential to us to make sure that we are in our prayer closets and that we are spending time in prayer doing what of the believer is supposed to, and that's communicating with God. I'm going to open a mic or two because there's some more people here. I think they want to shout at Prophet Darrell here today. Error code 864, your mic hot? Error code 864? Sylvia?
Sorry, I was on mute. Happy birthday,
honey.
Prophet Saunders.
Thank you, Sylvia.
you welcome. Enjoy it, and blessings and favor upon you.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Dale got another one. Okay, Sylvia. Wait a minute. It's Shatwan.
Good morning. Good morning.
If you going to tell Prophet Dale happy birthday, or you going to beat him up? What you going to do, granddaughter?
I talked to him at 5-something this morning. He went to sleep on me, so I'm not going to tell him happy birthday. I'll see him tonight.
Nobody but my granddaughter could lay you out like that, I promise you.
I did call him at 5-something this morning to tell him good morning, man of God, and to get some prayer, but he went to sleep. He went back to sleep on me, so.
He didn't pray with you?
No, he didn't pray with me. He didn't even know what I needed or wanted, so.
I was wondering why when I woke up I had the phone up to my ear.
I bet you were. Only me will call at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm glad y'all. If you call me that time, it's going straight to voicemail. I promise you. Hallelujah.
I'm sure it is.
When the prophet go to sleep, my telephone go to sleep.
Well,
that's just the way I do it. When I lay down, my phone lays down. Praise the Lord.
I haven't been asleep yet. I haven't been asleep yet, so.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. I am so excited that this hour that we share, this time that we share is so fruitful, it's so friendly and so free that we can talk and share nearly about any and everything. We have a special guest, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm waiting to come in queue, Pastor Elder McCoy, who is going to talk with us some more about intercessory prayer today. But at the same time, I got a text that her husband had to go to the doctor for some tests and that she asked for our prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. So I want to go to prayer at this time. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me see. Who are you? Sylvia. Sylvia? Daughter, is you with me?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Sylvia, can you pray today? Are you in a place to pray?
Yes, sir. I'm going to walk away from my desk, and I will.
Okay. I want you to pray for us, and I do want you to pray for Prophet Dale in a special way today. We're going to all join in with you there and pray for Prophet Dale so that the Lord will bless him specially in this season of his life. In this season of his life. We want him to be blessed. Angel is sitting there right here.
Happy birthday, Prophet Daryl.
And we just want to pray. We want to pray that the Lord will bless him in this season of life to be all that God has intended him to be. I know that there is an anointing on this man's life. Praise the Lamb of God. Very special. And Satan has attacked him, praise the Lamb of God, for some time to hinder his walk, to hinder, hallelujah, what God has invested in him so it would be rejected. But the devil is alive today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray for our intercessors and all of us who are fasting in this season and praying. Praise the Lamb. We need to be covered too. So pray for us, praise the Lamb of God. Pray for our sick and shut in. Hallelujah. Pray for the prophet. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Pray for us in Jesus' name. Come on, daughter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We honor you today, Father. We come bowing down before you, God,
yes.
Just exalting you, oh, God, lifting you on high, oh, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, repenting of sins, oh, God. We come, God, thanking you for grace and mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for mercies that are new every day, oh, God. Oh, Father, we come lifting up Prophet Sandra to you, oh, God. God, your man of God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have exalted him, oh, God. Oh, God, that he speaks forth your word, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you that his word is changing lives, oh, God. His word, oh, God, your word that you're giving him, God, shall come to pass, oh, God. Oh, Father, you said you would open their mouths and give us the word, oh, God. Oh, Father, we speak blessings over his life, oh, God. Every step that he takes, oh, God, he's taking it in you, oh, God. Oh, Father, magnify you today, God. We lift him up on high, oh, God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him, oh, God. He's blessed in the field and in the city, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you in advance for what you're doing in his life, oh, God. We thank you for every day of his life this far, God, and for years to come, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that his seed, every word that he's spoken shall outlive him, God. We thank you in advance, God. Glory to your name, Father. Glory, 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 God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, God, a light him afresh, oh, God. A fresh wind, oh, God. Oh, God, new strength, oh, God. Joy in the Holy Ghost, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for newness, oh, God. We thank you for birthing. What you're birthing in him, oh, God. It shall come to pass, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you in advance, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father, you said if we call unto you, Lord, that you would hear, oh, God. And not only would you hear, God, but you will answer, God. So, Lord, when he calls to you, oh, God, answer his call, oh, God. And, Father, as he lay before you, Lord, minister to him, God. Hallelujah, God. Send the angels to encamp around him, God, and the warring angels to war on his behalf, oh, God. We bind every attack of the enemy, oh, God. The enemy is a defeated foe, oh, God. The blood is against him, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, he has no power, God. Hallelujah, God. You stripped him, God. Oh, God, you stripped him when he fell from heaven, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you have given us power and authority, oh, God. Oh, God, we speak that your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, oh, God. Not just for us, oh, God, but for your people, oh, God, that you're calling in, oh, God. Those that are sick and shut up, oh, God. Those that are in jail, oh, God. Oh, God, remember your children, oh, God. Remember, Lord, that you created them in your image, God. Oh, God, a rebirth, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will humble themselves and seek your face, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. I lift up each and every intercessor, God. Any and everyone attached to them, God. Oh, Father, unity in us, oh, God. So bind us together, oh, God, that we are a warring force for you, oh, God, that we speak forth your word, oh, God, that we seek your face in the secret place, oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We will be so quick to give you the glory, God, and the honor that's due your name, oh, God. We thank you right now, God. Cover us under the blood of Jesus as we war in this season, God, for the promise that you have promised us, oh, God. But, Father, we know, God, that your word will come to pass, oh, God. Oh, God, we're seeking you with our whole heart, oh, God. Any and everything in us that's not of you, Lord. Oh, God, burn it up, oh, God. Cast it into the sea, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God. Oh, God, I lift up our families to you, Lord. Protect them, oh, God. Oh, God, I bind the enemy hand off of them, God, because I know he's going to try and come, oh, God, to discourage and depress and oppress us, God. But, God, we're reminding him, Lord, that the blood is against him, God. We're standing on your word, oh, God. We look to you, oh, Father, the author and finisher of our life, oh, God. Oh, God, we call on you, oh, God, and the heaven host, oh, God, to war on our behalf, oh God. And Father, when we get tired, oh God, gird us up, oh God, as they did with Moses, God. Lift us up, oh God, on the right and on the left, oh God, that we shall not lean and we shall not fall, God, but we'll stand, oh God, on your word, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we seal it in the blood, oh God. It is done, and it shall take place, oh God. Chicago, oh God. Oh, God, release the fire, oh God. The atmosphere is already set, oh God. Your people are coming in, oh God. Prophet is speaking over lives, oh God. He's activating your people, oh God, to do what you have called them to do, God, from the beginning of time, oh God, when you created us, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Transportation is provided, God, and it's safe, oh God. We're protected, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. No devil in hell can hold us back, oh God. For what you have predestined shall come to pass, oh God. It's already ordained, oh God. It's already set, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. God, we love you. We adore you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Tell you, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, is our intercessory prayer day, and we are also celebrating the birthday of Prophet Daryl Saunders, who is here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you that's on here today, praise the Lamb, can push one on your dial. And, of course, you can give a shout-out to Prophet Daryl and tell him happy birthday today. The man of God is here. I am so elated, praise the Lamb of God, to always be able to bring a word in season to you all concerning whatever the Lord would have us to speak upon. And this morning I was reading, praise the Lamb of God, and so I can't even remember which one it was, but it talked about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God would have caused fatness to be dropped in your path, that fatness would be dropped in your path, praise the Lamb of God, because of your relationship with him. And I thought about our prayer life. I thought about those of us who stay in the face of God and those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are intercessors, who really intercede, praise the Lamb of God, for others. We just don't talk it. We just don't say, I'm going to pray for you and don't pray for people. But we really come under a spirit of, I don't know the word, conviction or commitment, somewhere in between those two, that causes us to actually enter into the place of prayer and pray for people and what have you. And when I looked around and I thought about it, I saw fatness. I saw the abundance of God's love, his mercy. Praise the Lamb of God that operates in our lives. I saw, praise the Lamb of God, the abundance of the fatness, praise the Lamb of God, of his provision, the fatness of his protection. You know, there's a lot of times we struggle in some areas, but when we really look at the whole package, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, we must say that God is an awesome, awesome God in our lives, and that he has done more for us, praise the Lamb of God, with whatever we have now than we deserved, praise the Lamb of God. Plus, hallelujah, he has done more with us than we ever thought, praise the Lamb of God, he could have done. From our existence, Prophet Daryl talked about being raised in Caprina Green, there in Chicago, down in the east, north side area of the city. I grew up on the west side of the city in gang-infested community and what have you. Well, our name and number was canceled before we came out the chute. We were supposed to be dead or in jail or something of that nature by now. And all we can say is, but God. But God had a different plan. But God, the Lamb of God, saw fit to place us in the right house with the right mama, somebody who was praying with very little, praise the Lamb, in those little apartments that we dwelt in, that we couldn't hardly turn around, but it was big enough for love. Hallelujah. It was Kandarabashata, yes, God. It was big enough for love, and it was big enough for Jesus. And we saw the mighty workings of God through praying parents and praying mothers, and not knowing that it was spilling out over us and on us and over us, and watching and listening and going to church with them and things of that nature. And then my mother wasn't a real church-going lady. That wasn't my mother. But my mother sure was a Bible all over her bed, and one of them mothers that could put you in the bed at night when you were sick, and in the morning you felt all right. Hallelujah. She would lay hands on you and definitely prophesy over you to you, and it would come to pass. And those examples in our lives, praise the Lamb of God, are worth more than rubies, more than diamonds, and more than gold. But we must walk in that level of faith. I've been praying for you all. I'm very serious about this. I'm very serious. I've been praying for you all since the fast has started. On my bed today, this morning, I was praying for you all. Gabriella came in around 8 o'clock this morning, and she came straight and jumped in the bed with me. And I'm laying there with her, and she kissing all over me. And I went off into a meditation as she was watching her little cartoons. And I was praying for you all. And my prayer was that your faith, praise the Lamb of God, come up to where your prayers are, that your faith equal your prayer, that you just don't pray it, but you believe what you pray, and that you have an expectation on your prayers. Hallelujah. I'm very, very serious about it, praise the Lamb of God, because a lot of people pray but don't even believe what they're praying. A lot of people pray and don't have faith in God enough to believe that he's going to even do what they asking him to do. And I want you all to move to a place, if you're not there, praise the Lamb of God, of believing God in these difficult and trying times, in these times, praise the Lamb of God, of uncertainties. Yes, God. I want you to believe, God, that God is able to do what his word said he would do. And let's not waver as kingdom people, praise the Lamb of God. This passage of scripture rings fresh in our spirit and must ring fresh. And it is, this is our confidence. This is our confidence. That when we pray, we shall have the things that we pray for. For we pray according to his will. Hallelujah. That should be your confidence. Praise the Lamb of God. And the only way that's going to be your confidence, people of God, is that you pray kingdom prayers. If that you pray according to the will of the King, if that you pray, praise the Lamb of God, according to the dictates of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ, who is the King, hallelujah, and that he lays on our heart and burdens us with. Now, let me tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. That is in the model prayer of Jesus as he teaches us on prayer, Prophet Darrell and my sons and daughters, as he teaches us on prayer, he gives us a guideline outline there, praise the Lamb of God, our Father which art in heaven, blah, 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 blah. He gives us a kingdom outline of praying. And I noticed something, pray, oh, bless your name, Jesus. I noticed something as I reread that prayer that the insight I gained as I looked at it afresh, because that's what insight is anyway. Insight is when you see something new, it becomes a new phenomenon to you, praise the Lamb. That's when you can gain insight, when you see it that way, because then you will study it afresh. And you never look at the same thing twice the same way. And so when I looked at the prayer again as I was reading it, people of God, I start processing and interpreting, you know, with my interpretive tools of hermeneutics. And I'm saying, Jesus, he said this to them as though if you pray like this, the Father will hear you. Now watch this, people of God. He said, if you pray like this, the Father will hear you. And then he comes back and he gives them a parable of the inopportune friend who comes to his friend at midnight and says to them that we need some bread, that I have company that's coming to my house and I need some bread. It's midnight. He wakes his friend up. His friend looks out the window and say, hey, me and my kids in the bed, man, go on about your business. I ain't got time to be bothered. And he continuously knocks on the door until his friend comes and opens the door and gives him all that he needs. And then Jesus says, be persistent in your request that way, and the Father will give it to you. It's as if he's saying, this kingdom praying, praise the Lamb of God, because you pray according to the will of God, because you're praying in this pattern, gives you opportunity to access God in a way that others can't, and that you have built a relationship with God that you can press on the door of God, watch this now, at an inopportune time, and receive from God what others can't. Intercessors, I want to encourage you all today, prayer warriors, I want to encourage you all today, praise the Lamb of God, be confident. Be confident that when you pray, God is hearing you. Be confident that you shall have the things that you pray for, because you pray according to the will of God. And when you pray according to the will of God, God then considers your will. Y'all better listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God then considers your will. Praise the Lamb of God. When you pray according to the will of God, hallelujah, no matter how it affects you, when you pray according to the will of God, selflessly, when you pray according to the will of God, with love and passion for others, praise the Lamb, you're going to find out something, people of God. You're going to find out, hallelujah, that God will consider your will, praise the Lamb of God, up against his will. You will come into a place in a relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, but God will have to ask what you will. Hallelujah. It's right there in Scripture. He's done it before to others. Ask what you will. Praise the Lamb of God. You have come to me about my people. You have come to me about the assignment I've given you. You have come to me about the promises I have spoken. You have come to me about what I'm doing in the earth. Now I'm coming to you to ask what you will. He asked little Solomon that after he built his house. He said, I performed all that you commanded that my father would do at my hand. I built your house for you, and I've dedicated to you, and I've interceded for your people that you would bless them when they looked towards this house or came in this house, prayed in this house, thought about this house, turned their hearts to this house. God appeared to Solomon that night and said, ask me what you will. Praise the Lamb of God. Since you're wrapped up in my will. I'm trying to see. People don't like good teaching like this. It's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I suck all the revelation up for myself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But when your will surrendered to God's will, and you are interceding for people on the level that we do, people of God, you must come to a place of understanding. You have purchased a place in the heart of God, a spot in God's heart, hallelujah, that you're setting yourself up for a divine theophany. You're setting yourself up for a visitation. You're setting yourself up for your blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. For God to be able to ask you, ask me for what you will. Praise the Lamb of God, because he is pleased with you and your prayer life. Praise the Lamb. This is of vital importance to us in this season. Praise God, as we are pursuing the promises of God and the blessings of God upon our lives and what God has promised us that he's going to do. We as intercessors, we as prophetic people must grow a level of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is hearing us. We must grow to that understanding and belief that our God is hearing us when we pray. Praise the Lamb. I just want to drop that in y'all's spirit right quick. Hallelujah. Before we go into another area of prayer, I want to drop that in your spirit, that you would really come to see, praise the Lamb. Angel, you need to look at this, that you come to see, sense, and understand, hallelujah, the importance of your position, the importance of your prayer life, and how important you are to God as a person in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to encourage you all in that area today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, we got some new callers here. I see some new numbers down there. Anybody want to wish Prophet Darryl a happy birthday, please push 1 on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. Callers, get the calling in. Callers, get the calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get the other one. Yeah, so people, you can call in and to wish Prophet Darryl a happy birthday. Push 1 on your dial if you would. Praise the Lamb of God. He would love to hear your voice. He would love to hear you give him a shout-out today. Praise the Lamb. If you're listening to my voice and you want to call in, I didn't give you the number. I know area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Call in, push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Prophet Darryl, talk to me, man. What is you hearing in the spirit? Praise the Lamb on your birthday today. What is the Lord speaking?
You know, Apostle, I just walked over here to my godmama's house. I had to pick up my suit. But, you know, I just believe God is getting ready to put an outpouring of Azusa back to our lives. And he's getting ready to send the Lion of the Tribe of Judah to pay us a visit. And when they come, they're coming with rewards. They're coming with blessings. Oh, my goodness. It's like God is just, he's getting ready, because he's getting ready to show the world who he really is. He's getting ready to show the people of God that ain't been trusting him like they should have been trusting him. He's really getting ready to show himself. I was talking to someone on yesterday that God said that he's getting ready to foreclose and expose. He's getting ready to foreclose on people and expose some people, because people are living a double life and not repenting and asking God for deliverance.
That's true. I agree with that, man. It's a lot of that going on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Woo! I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to see, hallelujah, a outpouring of, as you call this, Azuzu spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of people may not be familiar with that of late. You got to be back in the day to understand Azuzu. And the outpouring of revival, praise the Lamb of God. And as Malcolm and I was talking today about the great awakening, the outpouring for the greatest awakening that America will ever experience. And it's going to be an outpouring of power. And all the prophecies that God had been giving us across this year, praise the Lamb of God, heading up to the gathering has been about empowerment in the spirit realm, the healing anointing, power to raise the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord just spoke this to me again, clear word, just a day or so ago. Praise the Lamb of God, even while I was in the hospital and was telling me about how he wants to use me in these latter years. And it is of great importance to me that you all understand the depth of power that God desires to release. It's not a church house thing. And this is something we're going to have to deal with as we come to the gathering and become more kingdom-minded. The church house, for many people, has become a cage to keep the power from flowing out. And it's not going to be a church house thing. I'm telling you, people of God, this is going to be a bust-out high school, college campus, street, mall, marketplace. This spirit is. Do you remember Prophet Darrell when you mentioned Azuzu and we talk about Bishop Mason, the phenomenon of the outpouring that happened at Azuzu was not about what happened inside the church.
It was outside. That's right.
The phenomenal was, am I right, Prophet Dale, that it spilled on the street without anybody coming out on the street.
That's right. That's right.
That people was walking down the street, fell under the anointing and the power of God on that corner. Y'all better hear me. Praise the Lamb of God. And that people were falling on their knees in the streets repenting.
Yep.
They were falling on their knees getting delivered on the outside. Praise the Lamb of God. And I promise you, people of God, until it comes, the Spirit of God, as it deals with in the book of Ezekiel, it rises in the house of God until it comes under the door and rises to the borders and run down, praise the Lamb of God, the size of the mountain, until the waters rise, which is the Spirit of God, and cover the mountains. People of God, I promise you, we are not going to satisfy heaven, praise the Lamb of God, with all of our robes, with all of our collars, with all of our cords, with all of our white suits, green suits, black suits, red, Women's Day, Men's Day. This is not going to satisfy heaven until the power of God comes from under those doors and leak back into the streets. Our world is gone crazy. Our world is in chaos. Our world is in turmoil. Our government is failing. Our social network is failing. All fabric of our society is nothing. Perversion is as high as the mountains. Promiscuousness is running down the streets, chasing after every lust demon it can attach to. We must come to a place of understanding, brothers and sisters, that all this mayhem, all of this murder, all of these killings and stuff that we're seeing, it's because of the fact that we are in an Ichabod position. The glory of the Lord has departed. And God is withdrawing himself, praise the Lamb of God, from the streets because we have withdrawn ourselves. We experience them in the church houses. Oh, we having good. Every Sunday, I hear somebody say, oh, my God, did we have service today? Oh, I ain't never had service. Oh, it's still in the house. It must come out. It must come out. Hallelujah. And we need to look again. I started this talking about insight. We must look afresh at the church and the kingdom of God as a phenomenon to gain new revelation. Can't look at it the same way that we've been looking at it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must look at it again fresh so that we can receive inspiration and revelation concerning, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What the church should be, what it should be doing. The kingdom people of God in the earth realm, this empowerment, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus ushered in is still here. It's just been on lockdown. But I promise you, Prophet Darrell, a loosening is coming, praise the Lamb of God. And when God released this time, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hell is going, you're going to see Satan stand up with his horns on his head, I promise you. Because people are going to be getting delivered just that quick, powerful, and mightily all around us. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you, again, to meet us at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God for this outpouring. For this latter-day outpouring, I'm encouraging you. I'm pushing you. I'm drawing on you to meet us in Chicago at the Oak Brook, praise the Lamb of God, Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. Praise the Lamb of God, 6th, 7th, and 8th of November. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful three days, three evenings, three nights. Praise the Lamb of God, Wednesday night service, Saturday, Thursday, Friday days, and Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God, what a time we're going to have. I want you to be there. I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging you. I want you to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise God. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to pray now, people of God, for the move of God. Where is all my intercessors gone to? Boy, they on lunch today, I see. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Intercessors, yeah. Praise the Lamb. We're going to pray today. Yes, Lord. I want to lift up, praise the Lamb. What we're talking about right now, this kingdom worship, this kingdom power. Yeah, my God in heaven. That's my, but I want to pray for you all today. Myself, I'm going, yes, prophet praying, yes. Hallelujah, I want to pray for you today. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. You are such an awesome God. Oh, Father, we approach your throne with trembling, recognizing, oh God, that we have not yet lived out what you died for, what you suffered for, Father. Oh, God, in Jesus' forgiveness, we have sinned against thee. We ask for your forgiveness, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, forgive our forefathers. Forgive the pastors and the shepherds, Father. Forgive us, hallelujah, for having a misunderstanding and a misdirection, oh, God, of your will and your way for us, for misunderstanding the church, misunderstanding the kingdom. Forgive us, Father. You are our God and our King. You are our Lord and our Master. You are all to us. And we give your name praise. We give your name honor and glory. Holiness is yours. Hallelujah. And without holiness, no man shall see you. No man can see you, Father. No man can approach you without holiness, Father. So we ask for it today. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we ask for your holiness in our lives. We ask for your holiness in our hearts and in our minds for the sincerity of holiness. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, even as we're fasting, Father, and praying and studying and reading, oh, God, it's you we seek. It's you we seek, Father. Not the knowledge, we seek you in the knowledge. Not the revelation, we seek you in the revelation. Hallelujah, we seek you in the inspiration. We want you, Father. Hallelujah. Because without you, we will fail. Without you, it won't take place. You are the transformation of life and the transformer. You are, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, what we need. You're the air that we need to breathe, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, look on all the prophets. Look on all your apostles. Look on all your shepherds, your evangelists, your teachers. Look on your children today, Father. Oh, God in heaven, hear us now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you here. We need a move from you. We need the latter-day outpouring. We need the latter-day rain. We need you to rain on us. Yes, God. We need the rain. We need it, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, with open arms, with open hearts, we call on your holy name, Jesus, Lord of glory. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on your church. Have mercy on your sons and daughters. Have mercy on us, Father. Hallelujah. But Father, you told me there is a remnant. There is still those of us who desire to be what you want us to be. There is a remnant, Father. There's still those of us, hallelujah, God, who want your power, who want your presence, who want to walk in your authority, who want to snatch people out the fire, hallelujah, at any cost. There's still those of us, yes, God, who want to tread upon the serpent's head. There's still those of us, hallelujah, God, yes, Father, they want to live for you, not for the system of this world, neither for the rudiments and the traditions of men. We want to live for you. There is a remnant, hallelujah, hallelujah, that desires your glory, that desires your presence. There is a remnant. Oh, God, today, hey, God, there is a remnant. Yes, God. Yes, God, they want to do your will. There is a remnant, Father. Hallelujah. There's still those who have not bowed to Baal, to the God of this world. There's still those, Father, that's hungry and thirsting after you. There's still those, Father. Look today. Look today. Look, Father. Father, as we approach this gathering, yes, God on high, let your spirit permeate us. Let your spirit, hallelujah, overtake us. Yes, God, carry us away. Even as you did Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. Carry us away. Yes, God. Hallelujah, by your spirit.
And
show us. Show us marvelous things. Marvelous things. Heal in your holy child, Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Deliver in your holy child, Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Set the captives free.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, you enable God today. There's nothing you can do. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we want your glory. We want your glory. We want your glory. We want your glory. That your name will be honored. Let the spirit of Elijah fall on us. Let the spirit of the prophet fall on us, God. Walking in new power. Let us walk in new power. Jesus. Let us walk, Father. Yes, God. Let it be so. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, God. Yes. Ah, God, we're not ashamed. I'm ashamed of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Yes, God, yes. You are God and God alone. You are God and God alone.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. People of God, I want tonight at 10 o'clock to be with us. Hallelujah. For our prayer call. Tonight at 10 o'clock, be with us for our prayer call tonight. Hallelujah. All our intercessors, warriors, I'm encouraging you as this is our first call since the fast. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to be together on this call. Hallelujah. And this call will trigger, praise the Lamb of God, calls next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. cause the following week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, cause the week after that on Monday, praise the Lamb of God, and then we will meet at the gathering Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we would have those calls 3 days a week at 10 o'clock p.m., praise the Lamb of God, Eastern Standard Time, starting this Friday. And we want you to be a part of those prayer calls as we're praying, praise the Lamb of God, as a prelude to the gathering, and as we're praying, praise the Lamb of the promises. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. It's down, and I want you to be there to be a dynamic part of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to be a part of that prayer, those prayer calls, people of God. Don't you dare miss it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. My. So, but, Prophet, as I was praying, hallelujah, I saw, praise the Lamb of God, that dark cloud again. Praise the Lamb of God. That thick, dark cloud, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My goodness. God said he's going to do what he said. I'm telling you, people, he's speaking to me. Hallelujah. God said, I'm tell the people I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, that's Pastor Gail's word to me the last night she told me that. Prophet, God is going to do what God said he's going to do. Now the Lord is speaking the confirming word. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve. I love Jesus today. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Praise. Anybody want to tell Prophet Dale happy birthday? Remember, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God at this time. Hallelujah. And wish the man of God happy birthday. If you have not, you still have time to do so. Praise the Lord. You can do it right now. Wait a minute. Here's a caller. Error code 313.
Hi, Prophet Daryl.
Hey, how are you?
That's Bertha, Daryl.
I'm wonderful. How are you? I just called to wish you a happy birthday, man of God. God bless you with many more.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Bertha, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you?
You've been kind of missing in action around here, Bertha.
Yeah, and I got to miss again because I'm not at home, and I just want to tell Prophet Dale happy birthday.
You didn't want to say hi to your pastor, huh?
Yes, I did. I want to tell you hi. Yes, I did.
Oh, hey, all right. I'm just watching you now. I'm watching you. Hallelujah. Be blessed, daughter. Hallelujah. We love you today.
Love you guys, too.
All right, Erico 504.
Hi, how are you?
We are good, Keisha. How are you doing down in the bayou?
I'm doing fine. I just tuned in and I heard someone say that it's Prophet Daryl's birthday. So I said, let me press one on my dial. Say happy birthday to you, man of God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Prophet Dale, look at here, man. You getting all of the look today, man. What's going on, Prophet Dale?
Be the glory. God be the glory.
Hallelujah, boy. And the people of God, let me tell you something. Some people don't know this. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know, I can talk about this all day, Prophet Dale. The level of involvement and engagement that ministers enter into in the lives of other people and what we carry away from it can be a tremendous weight that can bring ministers, pastors as we know them into a state. That Hollywood stuff y'all watching with these guys on, I ain't even call their names. This Hollywood preachers and all of that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That is
Holy Ghost.
That is so far removed from the average minister or pastor. The average church in America, the average church in America only has about 65 people in it. The average church. And when you see a man who's driving a Bentley, when you see these guys balling, getting clothes made and all of that kind of stuff, they are so far removed from the average pastor, shepherd, until it's crazy. I'm telling you. The level of pain, the level of pressure that's on the average man of God for finances, for his ministry, and for his living is beyond what the average person can even imagine. The stress and strain year after year to meet budget, to do whatever mm-hmm. needs to be done there at the church, to make sure the musicians and everybody is paid. The average pastor walks out of his church with little to nothing in his.
I hear you, God.
I'm just being honest.
I
praise the Lamb of God.
I hear you.
And there are so many times that we are insulted by people without people even knowing that they insulted us. There are so many times that we are in a state of discouragement and people don't know it. I'm talking about real. This real. This real.
That's true.
It's real.
That
pastors drive up to their church with tears in their eyes, don't want to go in the door. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't telling you what I'm thinking or feeling. I'm telling you what I know. I know ministers right now who have called me and said that they're ready to just walk away from their churches. They're ready to just walk away. People of God, to encourage the man of God when you have the opportunity, any man or woman of God, encourage them. Praise the Lamb of God. Encourage your man of God. Encourage your woman of God. If somebody... Praise the Lamb of God that's taking time to minister to you in any way. In their birthday or something come, if you can't put a quarter in their hand, just to stop to say happy birthday, as you all are doing today, it's a beautiful expression. Praise the Lamb of God and encouragement to the men and women of God. And I encourage you to do so. Praise the Lamb of God and continue to do so. That's a heavy weight. Hallelujah. When you wear so many different hats, Prophet Darrell, you're a counselor, teacher, you're the preacher. You have to go and deal with the youth, dealing with their issues and their problems, and then marriage disputes, relationship disputes, in and out of the church, this, that, and another. Brothers and sisters, you can only... The sick, the shut in, I'm telling you, all of this coming at one person all the time, day after day, week after week, and a lot of people sit around, like ministers don't have nothing to do once they get through preaching. Praise the Lord, you didn't preach, that's it. Baby,
you know
that's the easy part.
You know what, Apostle?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you let that out. You know, see, them big pastors really don't have too much to worry about.
Right.
They don't
That's
have
a
nothing
lot of
to
worry about.
They don't have to counsel the people. They don't have to minister to the people. They don't have to lay hands to the people. They don't have to prophesy to the people. They don't have to do nothing but just stand behind a pulpit and look beautiful or look glamorous. But us that's out here with the people, that's out here in the streets with the people, helping the people, praying for the people, encouraging the people. Now, when we do all that, we ain't no good for our own self. And for them people to be on them pastors to be on that reality show or whatever. It shows that, you know, it makes it seem like it's so glamorous, like that would make people walk away from the church. Why? Because they said, I'm not going to them churches. I'm not doing this. They got this going. They doing this. Da 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 da. And I often tell people, the Bible tells us, don't look at another man. Don't measure another man's measurements or something like that.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Right.
And,
but my thing is,
my thing is this,
I agree with that. If a man laboring in a vineyard, he should eat that vineyard. That's Bible.
Exactly.
That's Bible. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
He's sown, he should reap. And I don't think there should be no cap on his reaping. I really don't. I don't think there should be no cap on his reaping. He should be able to reap, praise the Lamb of God, and receive what the Lord has for him. However, I have a problem when you become so flamboyant and so far removed from reality that you don't understand that what you're doing is shaming the church, shaming the ministry. And a lot of the exposure that has been given to that show, the sensuality of it, the looseness of it, and these pastors that have been chosen that you think you can just live any lifestyle you want to because of what has happened in your, that does not give you a reason to be the way that you are and in situations that you are, in situations with women and babies and all of this kind of stuff out of wedlock and this, that, another, and usury of women, exploitation of this, it's crazy. It's stupid. And I take my hat off to Bishop Clarence McClendon, who made a public statement of he didn't know that he was going to be walking into that mess and this, that, and another. I take my hat off to him for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I do. And I know Bishop Clarence McClendon, and I know he has been in the media many times for many different things, but integrity is something that you must fight for. And when you lose the integrity, your integrity before people to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that they can point fingers and frown at you and frown at the church and what have you. I mean, you got drug dealers and what have you who are talking about that show. What is these preachers? I mean, I'm telling you, we must wake up and recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that we are supposed to be a model to the world. The world don't supposed to model us. They have conformed to the world. Every one of them that you look at look like something off of a gangster rap CD or something. Just think about it. Do they look like you look at Christ's portrait, you look at the Apostle Paul, you go through scriptures and what have you, and you think of the way these men lived and this, that, and another, and you think of the projection that you saw if you saw those shows, and you tell me, do you think, praise the Lamb of God, that was a good representation of Christ, the cross, the church, and the clergy? You just can't nobody say that it is. Nobody. And, you know, sometimes you just have to turn off the television and allow the ratings to show your disregard for it. And that's what I decided to do, just push the off button or change the channel, because it's pitiful. And I haven't called a name yet, and I know all of them. I've met all of them. Haven't called their names yet, but I know it's a disgrace to the body of Christ. That I know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is a disgrace to the body of Christ. I am in a place right now, praise the Lamb of God, that teaching integrity to the preachers and pastors that's coming on is becoming so difficult to teach them what modest apparel is, to teach them what walking in submissiveness and humility is, because we have ruined this thing. It's ruined with this arrogance. It's ruined with this showmanship. It's ruined with this stardomship. There's all of this entertainment and merchandising and what have you that we have brought to the church, that we have brought to the ministry of Christ that should not be there. And we must be very careful. We must be very careful, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. I love them all. They my brothers in the Lord. They my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. But at the same time, I think Satan gave them a sucker punch, and some of them don't even recognize that they've been knocked out. But they will. It's a TKO. To any one of them that's on that show, it's going to slap them back in the face. It's going to slap them back in the face. I promise you that some of them probably lost some members already that was totally unaware of their lifestyle and said, that's my pastor. No, can't be. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-mm, not hanging like this. And we must come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, that people are looking for the genuine. People are looking for anointed men and women of God. People are looking for people, praise the Lamb of God, who really love God. Hallelujah. And they recognize we human, but at the same time, my God, hallelujah, how you going to call my son out of the world and you ain't came out? How you going to stop my son from chasing after cars and watches and clothes and jewelry, and that's all on your agenda? I don't want to see where you shop. What does that have to do with ministry? I want to see your clothier. What has that to do with ministry? I want to see your bling bling house. What does that have to do with ministry?
Nothing.
It's a shame and a disgrace. It's a shame and a disgrace. And that's all that is. Lamb of God. Anybody got a comment? You can push one on your dial. I accept all your rebuttals. Praise the Lamb of God. Or your fresh comments, you can push on your dial. Praise God. But we went there because ministry is so important, and it has such a powerful message that offsets that kind of stuff. And at the same time, the mission of ministry is so burdensome until when you see somebody that's looking like they on vacation 24/7. You living the ball of life 24/7. And when you go on the break, that's crazy.
That's true, Apostle.
That's crazy. You a baller in the house of God. That's crazy. I'm just saying, praise the Lamb of God. Sure, insult to me, hard as I work. Hallelujah. I'm a hard-working preacher, minister. My goodness gracious, I'm on Facebook ministering to people. I'm on the radio ministering to people. I'm in the churches ministering to people. I'm writing books. Excuse me. I'm writing books. I'm doing everything I can, running revivals, conferences, everything I can to help people. And just got out the hospital and still sitting here trying to minister. As soon as I could come back, trying to minister to people. And to see that, like, my life is a flower bed of ease, it's cool, I'm hanging, this, that. And it's not jealousy, people. I ain't jealous of nobody. I wish everybody was rich. I'm serious. I ain't jealous of nobody. It's not jealousy,
right.
Not envy. It's not none of that.
That's right.
It's just wonderful to me. Just wow. This should free you up to do more things for God. And you out balling. Is this, don't show me this your lifestyle. It can't be your lifestyle. It's contrary to what you're supposed to be dying daily. You're supposed to be giving of your, I don't understand this. It's paradoxical. Praise the Lord. That's the best word I can find. Hallelujah. And I see though nobody want to say nothing about it, but okay. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right. Keisha?
Yes, I'm here.
You got nothing to say? You ain't got nothing to say?
I'm listening to you because, you know, when you were speaking, the Holy Spirit was so present, you know, and what you were saying was so on point. I happened to watch that show for the first time and the last time probably 2 days ago. And
wow.
I can tell you, I was not impressed. And I felt so insulted because it brought back to my remembrance something that a gentleman said to me. He says, I see that you, I think he said you work in the prophetic. He says, all I got to do is get a TV show and we can be on. And I said to him, I said, you better be very careful of what you say. I said, because you're dealing with God. And
right.
I didn't take that lightly at all. I said, you be mindful of what you say. And he had to come back and apologize to me. So what you were saying, it really registered. It's sad that ministers like you and Prophet Dowell, Elder Carter, you know, other ministers and prophets that I know that have worked so hard and diligently and really love the Lord. I mean, they really love the Lord. And it seems
and that's what it's all about,
door.
Honey, your love for the Lord. Because
yeah,
if you love God, you've got to love his people. I don't care what nobody say.
And but it's so mind-boggling to me that people like these people, which are still children of God, but they show and they showboat and they have so much. But even the people in the church don't have much of anything. But they'll give every, you know, but people like you, ministers like you, really ministering, really laboring. And I can attest to that because you've labored and have helped me. And it's like you have such a hard time. You know what I mean? That's what's so sad
yeah.
about it.
Right, and, you know, the hard times that we have are hard times that we have due to our level of commitment and this, that, and another. And, you know, I don't know, maybe if I was one that was called to a church that's got 5,000 members and they got a couple of $1 million in the bank, blah, 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 I might be on the other side of the spectrum as it relates to the, you know, what I can do and what I can't do. But one thing I know that I would not be doing is showboating on television where I buy my clothes, how much my clothes cost, how many shoes I got, and the women something is wrong with that. Something was really, really sensual, fleshly, and none of that spiritual. I saw nothing spiritual in the one time. I only watched the show for about 10, 15 minutes. I cut it off. I ain't watched it since. I only need a taste of foolishness, and I'm gone. Now, me and gross buffoonery, we don't get along. And when I saw that level of foolishness, it was just crazy to me. Wait a minute, we got some more callers want to join us. Erico 708, your mic is hot.
Prophet. This is Reggie.
Hey, Reggie, how you doing today?
I'm good, just getting up.
Wonderful. Why don't you tell Prophet Darrell happy birthday today?
Happy birthday, Prophet Darrell.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anybody calling the show got to tell Prophet Darrell happy birthday today. We are great, the man of God, and we're talking about the man of God and men of God in this season. We're talking about this television, Hollywood, what is it, Hollywood preachers or pastors or whatever. I don't even know the correct name of it, but I ain't calling none of their names. Y'all know who on the show. Y'all know what that, but I'm just saying it's everything I saw was flesh, 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 flesh. Flesh,
you
flesh,
know.
Flesh, 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 all the way down. Everything I saw. And it was it was very, very disruptive to my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I had to get up on up out of that. Erico 321, your mic is hot.
God bless you, people of God. This is Prophet Anthony. God bless you, Apostle. Happy birthday, Prophet Darrell, my brother. How are y'all?
Bless you.
Man,
you.
We're blessed.
Wonderful.
Man of God, how you doing?
You know what? I'm doing blessed, man of God. I hear, amen, you know, amen, what the Lord is saying today. And I tell you, it's in the spirit of in the people, in the body of Christ nationwide. They're talking about, amen, this Hollywood preachers and what it really is promoting, you know, and it's really sad. It is promoting a integration of secular and holy being married together. What it's really doing is saying you could still do this and do that and still say Jesus is in your heart. You know, and what God is trying to do, Apostle, the thing about it is this. A lot of them, it's the same thing when y'all was talking. I the Lord began to deal with me about when Satan came to Jesus and took him on the high pinnacle and showed him all the kingdoms of this world.
Okay.
And told him, I will give you these if you bow down and worship me.
My God.
And what's going on, we have people that are supposed to be in leadership bowing down and worshiping the Satan in front of the people. And the enemy is laughing at the so-called leaders, but I'm going to tell you what God's going to do. God has already got those that their replacements already on hand.
Say it.
Now you're speaking, man. You're speaking. You done went on the other side of the track, but I promise you that is exactly what we have been saying. Prophet Darrell and I have been saying for the last year or so here, the stage is going to be wiped off, and God has some men and women that's going to love him, that's going to love his people, that's going to love the work, and that's not going to be out there doing it just to get cars and clothes and showboat, and that's going to live the life because they're going to be so busy in the life. I was talking to Prophet Malcolm today. He said, man, I got so much on the agenda, Shake. I said, Prophet, keep it that way. Keep a godly agenda going.
That's
I wish
right.
to God I told him, I said, I could walk in a pulpit every morning, come out of the pulpit, get some breakfast, teach a class at lunchtime.
Me too.
Go home,
Me
take
too.
A nap, come back, minister to the saints at night, and go home.
I wish I could have a busy schedule like that.
That's the kind of schedule, praise the Lamb of God, so that I can stay in ministry all the time. But all of this foolishness of God, let me tell you something. God is sitting up. He's watching. His eyes is in every place. And he's listening and he's hearing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I guess we've been talking about exposure. I guess we got to expose them. And some of them are so crazy, they're exposing themselves. They're allowing themselves to be exposed. That's the honest God. They're allowing themselves to be exposed. So exposure is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just watch it, just look at it and say, okay, they didn't pull the cover off themselves. And then when they walk in their churches to see if their congregation is gone, and they going to go to minister at these churches, and they ain't going to see nothing but fleshly people up in there looking at flesh, coming to see what you got, what kind of car you ride. He said, ooh, did you see that shop car? That's flesh. When I come to the house of God, when I go hear a man of God or a woman of God speak, I am not looking at what they got on. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what kind of house you live in. Have you been with Jesus? That's all I want to know. Have you been with the Lord? Is there any word from God? Or are you going to get up here and tickle my ear again with your fancy words? Are you going to flatter my lips with your research and study about stuff that I learned in school when I was studying science and botany? What is you doing? Are you going to give me a social event sermon, or do you have a word from God that's going to change my destiny, that's going to enlighten me, that's going to bring me into a place of revelation, that's going to cause me to go home and fall on my knees and say, God, I got to be better. I got to let you use me more. I got to get rid of this weight. I got to get rid of this sin. I got to get rid of me. Burn my flesh. Burn it away. What do you have from God for me? Are you going to raise your hands and let the virtue run from you to heal the sick? Can you cast out demons? If you can't, sit down.
Come on here, say it.
They need to put this on CNN.
Come on, Prophet Dell. I was just saying this needs to be on TV.
This needs to be on TV.
I don't need no good sermon. I can teach anybody how to preach a good sermon, but I can't teach you how to hear God's voice to the extent that God give you a message to walk out and to decree and to declare and to announce to his people that will bring the rain. Error code 973, your mic.
Hey, this is Elaine, Prophet. You're a little bit hot there.
I praise the Lamb of God. I have holy indignation.
I hear you. I agree. I just say amen. Amen. You know, it's all true, you know, and I think they've forgotten, you know, where, you know, the Lord, you know, told Peter three times, feed my sheep. And it seems like some of the pastors have forgotten that. And it's feed them, but they've forgotten about the sheep. But I wanted to say happy birthday to Prophet Daryl.
Thank you, thank you.
Woo!
Thank you
my
so
goodness.
Much.
Boy, I tell you, y'all done got me hot. Y'all know to leave the prophet alone. Let me see who this is. Hey, wait a minute. Here it goes, 313, your mic hot.
Happy birthday, Prophet Daryl.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. J right there, Shala. Hallelujah.
Yes, Prophet. You hot.
Man, I'm telling you.
And I agree with every word.
This prosperity stuff and all of this, and it's all about an offering, and it's all about how much money you gave, and it's all about do you have this kind of car, or do you have this, and we got these preachers who are in competition with one another, and this, that, another, who can raise the most money, who got the biggest car, who got the biggest buildings, all of this kind of stuff. And a lot of them are in trouble now because the churches are in foreclosure right now from this competition mess. Some of them start building and can't finish. They stuff right there on the ground, rusting away. because they're in this competition. I even filled the building they in and building bigger ones in competition. Mm. What has God spoke to you? What has God spoke to you? Did God tell you to build it? Did God tell you to buy it?
No.
Did you pray over that bit before you went and got it?
Mm.
I've never bought a car since I've been in ministry, that I didn't pray over.
Yeah.
I've never went and bought a car that I didn't ask God, could I have? Never. And he paid for all of them.
Amen.
We got to stop this, man. Yo, boy, y'all going to make me. Let me see where my blood pressure at. No, I'm good.
It's
my blood.
It's normal.
You know what?
I'm good. My oxygen up. Praise the Lord.
You know what, Apostle? The Lord is really saying in this season that he's getting ready to be so many mega churches is getting ready to fall all because they have misled the people. What his word said? His word said, woe unto the pastor that scatter my flock.
Woe unto the shepherds that scatter my flock.
How you scatter me?
That means damn. That's what that word means. I want you to know it.
You're telling them about their ways of their sin. You know, you got all these people politicking in the church. The devil is alive.
Devil is alive with a bow down. Yes, you're right.
He's a cross-sided lie pitcher, told him, knock me the devil lie. He's a liar.
It's a liar, Doc. I'm telling you, the people of God, we have to come to a place, you know, and I believe, you know, the man of God, the woman of God, the pastor, the shepherd, if the sheep can afford to make him comfortable, I encourage it. If they can celebrate him, celebrate him. I do not have a problem with that. Now, I want you all to understand that. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with a pastor living in a $1 million house. If the church can afford it, they bought it for him. Church can afford it. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with them presenting them with a new car. The church say, we can afford a Bentley. We can go buy cash. And this is what we want our pastor to ride in. Get it for him. I do have a problem when your house and your car and your clothes and your jewelry has went to your head. Mm-hmm. I do have a problem when your lifestyle, because you are Mr. Celebrity, that you think that you can sleep with women or whatever and do what you want to do and all of that kind of mess and not have a wife and think it's all right with God. I think when you have a lifestyle that says, you know, I'm with this woman, we got a baby out of wedlock, and I'm preaching and pastoring and doing all this, all the kind of stuff, how are you going to snatch me out the fire and you standing in the gasoline? How are you going to do it? How you going to get me out of the mud and you over in the dung? What? That's crazy. That's crazy. Then you with your wife. She got on a house coat. You touching all over talking about we sensuous creatures. We sensuous this, that, and another. What does that have to do with your church and your ministry? What does that have to do with anything? Then another guy want to go out like he going out on the street with some gangsters. He finna roll up on somebody. What is this? It's foolishness. Ain't no God in it. And they have allowed the demon of Hollywood to exploit them to tear down the kingdom of Christ. That's all they've done. And they've done it in our ethnic, the majority of us who are African-American, that brought it to our door so that all other nationalities could look at us as monkeys. Look at their religious men. These are their religious figures. And I am appalled. Hello, somebody.
But you know what?
I am appalled.
The church is upholding that stuff because they watch it.
Well, same be to their game and their name. I ain't watching it. No, no. No, I ain't watching it. Praise the Lord. I know one thing. I got a call from one of my friends who invited one of them to do his revival fast year. He told me he'll never be back. That's what he told me. He said he'll never be back. You must watch. Boy, it's a high cost for low living, and it's a high price. It's a high price to pay, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to how you put yourself out there to be seen and exposed. You know, now if me and you were going to connect, I got a problem because birds of a feather flock together. And now me and you hooking up can cause a problem for me and my, yeah, you know who he run with. You know his friend. That's his best friend. All that, no, I cannot be a partaker in another man's sin. I'm not going to let your stuff fall over on my table. No, I got to deal with my own. Hello, Lightbugs.
Tell the truth.
We used to sing a song, Prophet Darrell. We used to sing a song in the church. Y'all may have not sung this song, but we used to wear blue robes, Charlotte, with the little stole thing over them. They wasn't all cut real fast. It just, the Murphy robes came from Murphy Robe Place. Had the little gold thing on it, and we could flip it over, and it would be red for first Sunday. And we used to walk down that little aisle in that storefront church, about 15 of us, get in that line swaying to that piano, and we sung it in G. Walk in the light. Beautiful light. Y'all, did you know that one, Prophet Dale?
Yes, where the dew drops.
There come where the dew drops, a mercy shine bright. And all around us, by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. That's all I know, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep walking in the light. I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to walk for the light. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we got through singing that, the mother over in the on the right side of the church with the white hat on would jump out and sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Everywhere I go. Those songs had meaning. That means I'm going to hold up the bloodstained banner.
Yes,
I'm going to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Take the world and all of his silver and all of his gold. Give me Jesus. That's what we used to sing. That's what we used to preach. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Take it all and give me Jesus. I'm still saying it. Take it all and give me Jesus. Because at the end of the day, when the big bell tone in Zion, when history rolled up like a scroll, and Gabriel put one foot on the sea and one on land and sound the trumpet, and time that has been won't be no more, and there's going to be a great white throne sitting there, and our name going to be called. Be the pages dark or fair, your record going to be there. And Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, will judge us all. And some of us, he going to say, you had your reward, your car, your clothes, your building, your prestige, your lifestyle. I never knew you. I don't want to be in that number. But I see another number coming up out of our trials and tribulations. who rose and washed in the blood of the Lamb. These are they. I'm going to be in that number. These are they. Hallelujah. I'm in the they number. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all can have them. I'm going to be with the they. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful week. Prophet Dale, happy birthday, man of God. Stay on the wall. Stay in the light. Hallelujah. I love you all. Thank you for calling in. Let us pray for our pastor. Let us pray for these preachers. Let us pray for people of God. Hallelujah. That we can win the world. Because right now, the world is winning us. And we need to win the world. I love you. I bless you. I'll talk to you all on Tuesday. Be blessed.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay.